This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Defense attorneys continue to cross-examine the first witness in the hush money criminal trial of former President Donald Trump in New York. As NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports, David Pecker calls himself a longtime friend of Trump's, despite being a witness for the prosecution.
The former tabloid publisher testified about how he paid off a Playboy model to suppress her story of an affair with Trump and about phone calls with Trump to discuss the deal. The payment was part of an alleged scheme to pay off sources to illegally sway the outcome of the 2016 election. But in the cross-examination of David Pecker, the defense elicited testimony about how this was standard operating procedure at the National Enquirer and how the publication routinely paid for stories it never intended to run. Sometimes this was to get a celebrity on the cover. Sometimes it was to help politicians like Trump or Arnold Schwarzenegger, who could boost their circulation. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Even as pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on a number of U.S. university campuses, some schools have been calling on police to break up the protests. Demonstrators were being told to leave George Washington University's campus in Washington, D.C. tonight. In some cases, including at Boston's Emerson College, protests have resulted in arrests and scuffles with law enforcement. Over 100 people arrested overnight at Emerson. Nearly as many students were arrested last night at a demonstration on the campus of the University of Southern California in Los Angeles as students protest Israel's war in Gaza. In a major foreign policy speech today, French President Emmanuel Macron said Europe must be sovereign and scale up its defense as it rises to the challenges of a changed world. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Macron said Russia poses an existential threat.
In a nearly two-hour speech at the Sorbonne University, Macron said Europe must wake up to the fact that it's not sufficiently armed to confront Russian aggression. He said Europe cannot count on the U.S. and must have sovereignty over its economy and defense.
La bataille n'est pas encore gagnée.
The battle is far from over, he said, and for the next decade, the risk is huge. We have to be lucid. Our Europe is mortal and it can die. Macron hailed how Europe came together to face COVID and major economic crises. He said it must now build a common defense, including the creation of a continent-wide anti-missile shield for the future, much like Israel's Iron Dome. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Signs of slowing economic growth and continued inflationary pressures during the first quarter show the tightrope the Fed continues to walk as it seeks to rein in inflation while not plunging the country into recession. Gross domestic product was up just 1.6%, with a big surge in imports, reducing that first quarter number. On the price side, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge moved higher in part as a result of higher gas prices. Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 375 points. This is NPR. U.S. officials will meet with the military junta in Niger to discuss the withdrawal of U.S. forces there. Last month, the ruling military leaders in Niger revoked a security pact with the U.S. and have deepened ties with Russia, like other countries in the region, as we hear from NPR's Manuel Akinwoto.
The U.S. ambassador to Niger and military officials are meeting the Niger military government to discuss the withdrawal of more than 1,000 U.S. forces. It's the latest blow for the U.S. and Western allies in the Sahel region. Niger has hosted U.S. and French forces conducting counter-terrorism operations, but their presence has been unpopular as jihadist insurgencies worsened. Military leaders in Niger launched a coup last July following coups in Burkina Faso and Mali. All three countries have severed ties with the West and established security pacts with Russia. Emmanuel Akinwoto, NPR News, Lagos.
Communications regulators have unveiled new guidelines aimed at putting back in place rules that prevent broadband internet providers like Comcast and AT&T from favoring some sites' apps over others. For example, putting in place things that slow or block certain content, or by offering higher connection speeds for customers willing to pay extra. The move essentially reinstates so-called net neutrality rules that were put in place under the Obama administration in 2015. Those rules were overturned by the Federal Communications Commission under then-President Trump in 2017. Crude oil futures prices closed higher today, oil up 76 cents a barrel to $83.57 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mattress Firm. Do you get the quality sleep you need? Mattress Firm will find you the right bed for your best rest with their wide selection of quality mattresses at every price. Get matched at Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. Sleep at night.